This is the voice of Carnage, and you are listening to Carnage Cast.
Hi, this is Rod on Carnage Cast. We're sitting here with Chuck.
Hi.
Jay.
Whatever.
And Christy.
Hello.
We're having a round table here about where we've been, where the Carnage staff has been, what games they've been playing, various other things. So we'll start with some of the events that we've been going to. We'll start with TempleCon, which Jay attended. Jay, what did you do down there?
I played Diplomacy. I played lots of Diplomacy. I played Diplomacy in the morning. I played Diplomacy in the evening. I played Diplomacy in the afternoon.
Okay, yeah. So you played some Diplomacy, huh?
Yes.
What is that event down there? That's one of the Nor'easter Grand Prix, is it not?
It is. It is part of the Diplomacy Grand Prix tournament. Besides Diplomacy, there were some other board gamers there. It happened to be on the same weekend as Unity. So I think their board games suffered for that. On the other hand, they had a huge number of people playing in their miniature room. I'd say 180 to 200 people there. And they had a lot of eye candy in their LARPs.
Yes. I've heard that the steampunk LARPs are quite good down there.
Corsets and fishnet stockings go a long way.
True.
Well, actually, they don't, and that's the point.
And you said there were about 180 playing. I believe they have a big War Machine tournament down there.
Yeah, but since I can't tell one fantasy miniature set from another, other than it's either made by Games Workshop and cost a lot, or not from Games Workshop and probably cost less, I can't tell you which games they were playing, but they did have a big tournament.
How did you do in the Diplomacy tournament down there?
I got Best Austria, and then I died a lot.
Well, isn't that pretty much what you do at Diplomacy? Die a lot?
Yeah.
All right, and so you also mentioned Unity, which was going on at the same time, same weekend, up in Woburn, Mass. Chuck, you went to Unity with myself. What games did you play there? Or what is Unity, to start with?
Unity is a large, mostly Euro game convention. It's probably the biggest board gaming event in the Northeast in some ways. It's got over 600 people were there this year for a day of gaming on Saturday.
Excellent. And what games did you get to play? Anything new?
The one new game I played was Hans Teutonica. New to me. Oh, and I also played a game, I think it was called Speedboat, about speedboat racing. They're both pretty good games.
Excellent. And actually, you and I sat in on Belfort, which is
I totally forgot about Belfort.
One of the new games coming out from Tasty Minstrel Games. That an excellent combo Euro, should we call it, with a little area control, worker placement, and hand management all rolled into one. And while I was down there, I actually got to play a new game to me, which has been around for a while, Ghost Story, which is a board game cooperative with ghosts trying to invade a village in a mystical Far Eastern...
Cooperative?
Cooperative, I know, it's cooperative. Mystical Far Eastern.
But it's okay,
village.
They all died from what I understand.
Oh, it is true. It's very, very one of the more difficult and tense cooperatives I've played, if cooperatives can be like that. No.
You're not going to get any comment from me on a cooperative game.
We like Diplomacy, we died a lot.
We also played that other, the Fighting Fire
cooperative. Flashpoint. Correct. Flashpoint was another cooperative.
You're firefighters?
We were firefighters in a burning building.
Trying to rescue people and put the fire out.
Doesn't it work best if somebody from the Watchmen comes along and saves your ass?
Usually, but not in this game, no. Nothing like that. But that's another excellent game. I enjoyed that game.
It was okay.
The third event that a lot of Carnage staff attended, and Christy and Jay were both down there, is TotalCon, which was a little later in the month of February. Christy, you want to talk about the RPGs down at TotalCon?
Okay, so I played a Call of Cthulhu game with Bob Dastorian, and he's always a riot because, you know, he does Call of Cthulhu, but in a really humorous way, so the games are really funny and not what you'd expect.
So it's all about where the tentacles end up?
Or is it more like Call of Puthu?
Well, it could be both.
This one we were all already crazy, but we didn't know it, so that was kind of interesting.
Sounds like a Carnage staff meeting.
Definitely. And then there was a zombie game with Dave DeLuca, where I haven't done a whole lot of zombie stuff, so, you know, everybody else knew what they were doing, and I didn't, but it was really cool watching them.
So you played a zombie?
How they... No, I was, you know, we were being beset by zombies.
One of the survivors.
Yeah. One of the last few. I found out that it really helps to be knocked out in the bottom of a truck. That helps you survive for a while because they're going after everyone else.
They want the brains that are awake.
They haven't found you yet, but, you know, your buddies are all fighting, so you're not a target
this explains
yet.
Explains why you've never been attacked by zombies.
I'm often knocked out in the bottom of pickups.
And then Mark Edwards, who's written for Shadowrun and 7C, does a 7C living campaign called Heroes of Altamira.
7C or 7Cs?
Cs.
So that's
7th C.
That's the pirate game.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's been on land for a little while, but it's still really fun. And there's always like really interesting players.
And the living campaign, living campaign, is that like an RPGA or it goes you take your character from event to event?
Yeah. So what your character does in one scenario, you'll have a sheet where you mark down some things, and the GM at the end will, you know, circle secret codes depending on who you met and how you interact with them. And then when you go into the next scenario, what gets circled on your sheet might have an effect on what happens to you in the game and how other NPCs interact with you. And then Brad Uni, who runs at Carnage also, so I finally was in one of his unexplained games. That was a lot of fun. We were tabloid reporters investigating something in the woods up north.
Cool.
So it was Kolchak.
There we go.
What's one where they go down the river and Banjo's playing?
Deliverance.
So thank you.
Better near.
Can't get there from here.
And then, the other really exciting thing about RPGs at TotalCon was they had the Iron GM competition.
Yes. And I hear Dr. Nick did well at this.
He did indeed. He won the, he's a finalist now. He won the TotalCon Iron GM, and he's going to be flown to Gen Con to participate in that this summer.
And what is actually the Iron GM?
You know, it's a GMing competition. Everyone gets assigned three sort of attributes that they need to include in their game. They don't know what they're going to be ahead of time. So I think the GMs have like an hour to put together a scenario, and the players have an hour to put together a character. And
it's all on the fly, and they
get
to deal with like, it's like the Iron Chef, where you have the stuff you're being given to cook with that night, right, as the show starts.
Exactly. It's really entertaining and flashy and loud and a lot of fun. Yeah.
Now, do people actually watch them do this, or is it more of...
There's some audience, but I'd say it's mostly the players.
Mostly the players. And are they judged by the players, or they're judged by...
Yes, they're judged by the players based on certain set number of attributes and that sort of thing.
Cool. Well, congratulations to Nick for that, certainly. We're looking forward to him running some games at Carnage, so...
Yeah, that name sounds good.
Someone we should know.
Yep, Dr. Nick runs a lot of games at Carnage every year.
As well as once being a member, so.
Mm-hmm.
That guy. Oh, I remember him, yes.
Yeah.
Jay, you were down at TotalCon, too. What did you do down there?
I drank a lot. The bar stays open later.
Oh, well, that's always good to know. I heard you were in the board game room quite often.
Yes, so I spent my time when I wasn't drinking in the board game room. It was nice. I always have fun when I go there. I ended up. What did I do?
What did you play?
Did you run Seven Wonders?
Thank you. Yes.
And I wasn't even there.
I was asked to run a pickup game of Seven Wonders and teach some people how to play. And there was a couple of sharks in there because they were trying to win a game for the chairman of the board tournament. So, but they sit down at the table. Oh no, I don't know how to play. And then you see them doing certain things that. But anyways, it was a good time. I saw some people I haven't seen in a while, including Mike Chambers.
Nice.
Yep. I saw the usual cast of characters around the place. They were all good. The convention seemed to be up overall. They were having a good time. The attendance was up, and good time. My future son-in-law was there as a Men in Black. He was running games, and I ended up learning a couple of Steve Jackson games that I hadn't played before. And
Revolution, is that one you...
No, it's something where you shoot at each other, first-person shooter game.
Frag?
Thank you, yes, Frag. As you can see, my memory when it comes to the games isn't...
He just plays them, doesn't know what they are.
That's right. Unless it's Endeavor or Diplomacy.
That's right. Endeavor or Diplomacy. That's it. Those are the only two he knows.
I know Wilderness War.
Have you played it recently?
It's my copy is still shrink-wrapped, so thank you, no.
So that's where Carnage has been lately. What other games have we been playing? Chuck, what have you been playing that's new?
That's new?
Anything?
I played Core Worlds. That's excellent, fairly new.
Excellent space game from... deck-building space game from Stronghold.
Yeah. Played one game of Mage Knight, so I want to get back into it at some point. Played Eclipse.
Another excellent space game. Seems to be a space theme here, fantasy. Yeah.
What was the space game we played where the various cards you had? Yeah, a lot of it was like Heinlein names.
Oh, Alien Frontiers.
Yes.
Oh. Alien Frontiers. Yeah, we played Alien Frontiers recently.
Yeah, with the dice. And that's pretty much the only new stuff I've played, I think, lately.
Yeah. Now, since you
I did play Kittens in a Blender.
Kittens. We did play Kittens, yes.
And that was new to me, too.
Kittens in a Blender is a fun little game. I don't even know who puts it out, but it's a card game.
The same people that do Poo.
Yes, Poo, where you fling poo like monkeys. Yes, which was not... I did get a chance to play both of them the other night, and Poo is not nearly as fun as Blending Kittens. So. Go figure. If we could figure out a way to combine the two, we'd be all set.
But this isn't going to lead to the same conversation that it usually does, which is, sure, they built Geronimo, what's the next game? And it's some sort of train game that takes place in 1940s Europe? I don't think so.
No.
These are both about Kittens and Blenders. That has nothing to do with that.
The whole goal, just so people know, the whole goal of Kittens and Blenders, you have a set of kittens that are in your color, and you're trying to save them into the box while other people are trying to put them in the blender and blend them away.
Oh, that's what I did wrong.
Yeah. Well, and there are some there were some players that just wanted to blend kittens no matter what color the kittens were. So
that's I find that disturbing.
Do you?
I do.
But they tried to save them?
No, they tried to kill them. I like kittens.
Well, you know.
You like something?
I do.
Now, Christy, you're also playing a game with Nick at the local game store, Triple Play.
Yep, every other week, Nick's running a Savage Worlds modern game. Superheroes are almost superheroes being sent out on missions to do clandestine stuff. We've got some cool players. There's probably still room for another player or two if anyone's interested. But it's going really well.
So if you're interested, you're in the Upper Valley, check the Triple Play forums, because... I think Nick is still looking for a few players for that on Tuesday afternoon, so that'll be good. So where are we going to be next? Our staff goes to a lot of different events. I know immediately next, Chuck and I are heading down to GMT East, which is the wargaming convention for...
Well, it's GMT...
Yeah, for GMT games.
Convention. So there'll be some Euros there and stuff. It's not all GMT games.
Z-Man is there occasionally.
Z-Man's there occasionally. There's some sport games that occasionally Andy Lewis from GMT brings up and sells. And it's a really relaxed and great weekend down in White Plains, New York.
Yeah, so we'll be down there playing some games. I also know that EconoCon, the Plymouth State Gaming Group, Plymouth State, Plymouth, New Hampshire, is having their annual convention, which a few of us will be over at. Green Mountain Gamers, for anybody that knows.
The who?
The Green Mountain Gamers.
Tell who are the Green Mountain Gamers?
The Green Mountain Gamers are a group of Vermonters, in particular, that run four different events in each of the seasons of the year. Although there are five seasons in Vermont, if we include the mud season. This spring, they're in Linden, Vermont, and it's board gaming and RPGs up there. So they just open gaming.
Six seasons of... And you forgot deer season.
And deer season, right. And hunting season. But hunting season goes a lot, but that's another whole other story. And that's April 21st up in Linden, Vermont. And actually closer than that is FlashCon, which, Christy, you went to the last FlashCon. That was actually Unity Weekend, too.
Right.
That's Gordon Spaeth is doing that in the Upper Valley. This it was in Hanover last time, and I think it's in West Lebanon this time.
Yeah, it's a little, one-day game day, fairly local. Board games, Nick usually runs an RPG. I do an RPG for, D&D 4 for kids 12 and under. People seem like they had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And next one's at the Kilton Library in West Lebanon.
Right, and that's the 25th of March. That's a Sunday. And actually, I will also be there running some light board games. Ticket to Ride, Seven Wonders, Dominion.
That's a new library that I've already been banned from, right?
I believe so. Yes. So that's where Carnage is going to be in the coming weeks. I should mention one more, even though Griff is not here right now. Griff, who handles a lot of our miniatures, is going to be down at Havoc the same weekend as FlashCon. It's the 24th and 25th of March, which is a miniatures gaming. So look for us. Come say hello. Hopefully we'll see a lot of you at some of these events. That's all for this session of the Roundtable at CarnageCast. Hopefully we'll see a lot of you at some of these events. Chuck?
Later, people.
Jay?
No. I'm not going to say smell you later. In fact, I hope I do not smell you later.
And of course, I suck at that.
And Christy.
Bye, everyone.
So we'll see you
talk
at some
you later.
We'll see you at some of these events.
You've been listening to Carnage Cast, a production of NNEG LLC. All rights reserved. For more information, visit us at www.carnagecon.com.